Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 102. Show notes will be linked in the show's description. Get a hold of us on the socials. We're on Facebook, X, TikTok. We got all kinds of fantastic videos on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. We stream on every platform there is. Get a hold of us. Email show at 3ftpodcast.org. You can comment directly on the website. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
Hey, and this is your old buddy Dave. Welcome to Radio Land out here in this big, bad world.
Yeah.
How on, would Malina. I follow that?
Perfect walk in.
No, that was like Taz.
With tall boots.
Tasmanian devil thing. I'm Malia, the girl on here. Just the girl.
Good day. I'm Steve. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. 102. And
looks like I licked your lipstick off.
Oh, I wish you did.
No. All right, God. You know, damn.
Whale fat and lover.
Who's got the Dalmatians?
Who's that to make lipstick?
Mm-mm. Who's got the Dalmatians?
No. Who's got the Dalmatians? As usual, I don't get it.
I don't either.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
And we're waiting on him to explain.
No, I'm not explaining this. You need to break out a Disney movie and sit down with your daughter and watch it.
I've seen them all, but okay. I still don't get it. Sometimes the parallels you draw between things, they.
But Bill, you know, sometimes what he's thinking ain't exactly what he's talking about. If crisscross was.
I meant trading places. Yeah. You knew what I meant. I meant trading places with
Dave
Eddie Murphy.
Like Malia said.
That's so right.
Gotta speak Dave.
What are you eating now? Hey, you've not stopped.
Same
eating
thing. I've been sitting here all freaking day, man.
Yeah,
I work hard for you people.
I don't want to hear it. You could have been looking at trucks and eating.
Smack my lips while I'm sitting here.
You could have been eating good food.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Fresh, never frozen.
Oh.
You sound like a commercial, Dave.
I know. Fresh, never frozen.
He could be. He could be.
The Q-tip.
The Q-tip guy. That's all I say. He looks like a Q-tip.
Here,
with I'll a belly.
Malia was playing with a tallywhacker. And
I was not. His tip. I was playing with the tip on his head.
Just no, the tip.
It was a tallywhacker.
It was on his head. This head. This top head.
Speaking of head.
Every time you try to put it in your mouth, you stick it in your ear. It feels like a wet Q-tip.
Now everyone's going to think of me when they.
All right. Now we got the pest.
Okay. Now you guys can be the judge of that. I know everybody listening won't be able to see it, but I'll put it on the show notes so everybody can see. But you tell me what she's playing with.
Okay. What? On the show notes.
Which? Send it to me.
Yeah, you all got it.
That's the top of his head.
Yeah. Go to the one right above it.
That's his belly. That's his belly.
Chester the child molester.
You know, it is. Is he naked? Like, he's got something on the bottom?
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's why I kept saying, put your hand under his belly.
No. And I did not.
I like the one I sent. Now,
how do I hang out with you guys? You know, we seen people at the truck stop, those guys, and then they came up to us up there.
We got hit up about doing it.
Yeah, they were wondering how I was still hanging out with you guys.
We got invited to this too over in.
We wonder the same thing.
No, I get asked that a lot. Like, they're like, "Oh, are you okay?"
Malia, party in the pasture.
That's what.
Oh yeah, I want to go to.
Are
that.
They looking at you? Blink twice if you're against your will.
Yeah. <All right. laughs>
I get off to do something. I turn around. All these people are standing around the golf cart talking to Malia. And I'm like, who are these people? And she goes, do you remember the guy we made fun of that you shoved, had to oh, shove her ass to get him up in there? Well, they come up and introduce. I'm the girl got shoved in the ass. And I'm like,
that
what?
Sounds so bad. Okay, so they helped her up into the truck and grabbed her rear and pushed her up in the truck. Dave and who was it, Mike? You mean Mike? Or
no, it wasn't
she
us.
She had a skirt on people. Her jeans, Dave.
Huh?
It was her. It wasn't us doing it. I just yelled. I said, keep pushing, you know, she'll get in there.
Oh, I thought you helped her up.
No, we were just hollering at them when they were trying to get her
either
in the
way,
truck.
Either way, I ended up saying somehow I put my foot in my mouth or whatever, but I just said, what did I say to her? Oh, this is your face that goes with the rear story.
Damn it.
I got a picture with her. I said, can I get a picture with you? So
I got pictures. We'll get all this stuff posted. Yeah. So if you want to see what we're talking about, you got to come on the social network. Check it out.
Standing there. I was polite.
It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on TikTok.
Thought you guys grabbed her rear and pushed her.
No. We were just making fun of her because she couldn't get in the truck and they're all underneath pushing up. So,
and then I let her know we shared it on the podcast and I needed a
picture. That's right. And then they invited us to come to their truck show. So it was like, sweet. So
they're like, you guys have to come.
Yep. That would be, what is that? That would be Saturday, July 5th, right after the 4th of July.
So, is it in
9 o'clock? Free entry, free lunch, free dinner provided.
Award. I'm gonna post it. I'll post it when it gets closed. Yep. Too.
Q577 Lima. State Road 55, Napanee, Ohio. And if you know the area, it's right over there.
Napanee, Ohio.
Yeah, it's the three colored ice cream. Indiana.
It's right over there when you cross over the bridge on 6. Or not happening. Napoleon.
Yeah.
What's that ice cream? Because I always call it that instead.
But Neapolitan. It's literally when you cross over the bridge on 6.
I'm serious. The first or second
row. Napoleon.
Yeah.
The chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Neapolitan.
What's the name? Neapolitan.
Neapolitan. That's what I think of when you guys say that town.
Napoleon is named after Napoleon Bonaparte. Desserts,
folks. Well, I don't know that. I just know the ice cream.
I thought
cream.
It was a general, not...
I just know the ice cream.
He was an emperor.
An emperor of what?
France.
Ice cream?
Hold on.
Well, then now, why Dave, are we naming it
I'm
going to
ask all three of you this
what
question.
Do you do?
Yep.
If you have a thing of Neapolitan ice cream in your refrigerator, do you eat all of them at the same time, or do you eat one flavor out of it?
Growing up, one flavor always got ate first.
What was missed in your house, Dave?
The first one or what was the last one?
First one missed.
Oh, chocolate always went first.
Okay, Malia?
No.
Me? I ate all three with milk on it.
Bill?
The strawberry went first as
strawberry,
a kid.
Strawberry, yep.
Yeah.
Nope, strawberry went last with me. I was the chocolate guy.
Vanilla was last, and now vanilla is my favorite.
I wasn't allowed to touch the chocolate.
When I was at home with my siblings, the strawberry went first. But
how many of you used to take the Nestle's Quick and put on the vanilla ice cream because you didn't have the chocolate syrup? Sprinkle it all over the ice cream when we were growing up. That was another good one.
We used to just throw peanut butter and everything you could have you could find to throw on it.
I'd mix anything I could. I remember trying to make like shakes with Kool-Aid and shit. It didn't work.
By the way, there's this Amish TikToker out there just blowing it up, and she teaches you how to make pops and icicles. Really? And you don't need to buy none of that stuff. If stuff was preservative, I'll teach you how to make all of it. She makes pies and puddings and
nice.
The little frozen drinks. It's amazing. So
I could use this trip out to Middlebury.
Amish bartender. You know, I do have a story about that. Once
let's
I got,
hear it.
I was up in Topeka, Indiana, which is a quite heavy Amish thing.
No,
so I'm talking to Topeka. Well, people in Britain don't know nothing about Topeka, so. So I'm up there, and there's a little gas station, and it's got food and drinks and everything. And I stop, and the Amish girls work there, the high school girls at that time. And I guess the girl that was working is probably 18.
I know, they're in high
school. Fairly good looking, wore makeup. She was at that stage where you get to go do what you want before you.
Rumspringa.
What is it called?
Rumspringa.
Right. So she's sitting there, and it was 4th of July weekend, and I said, you guys got big plans because the lake's right around the corner? She goes, nope, I'm not doing nothing. And I'm like, Okay, well, that sucks, kind of. Wait, working?
And I don't want to ruin this, but was this?
She okay, hikes,
so I'm sorry, but she I thought I've heard it before.
Yeah, she oh, hikes yeah. her dress up and puts her foot, dirty foot, because she's barefooted, on the counter with an ankle bracelet on. I'm like, this is like an oxymoron. I cannot picture you. And I go, why are you under house arrest? She goes, minor consumption three mm-hmm. times. I'm like, well, you're a part of your...
When I live in
barn parties, not get caught,
they have,
but
they have barn parties? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, the mommy's barn parties.
If you read the local paper for Geneva or Bluffton down there, which is a heavily Swiss Amish community,
yeah,
you'd see in the... DWI. Well, he wasn't driving. He was passed out in the back of the buggy, and the horse was heading home.
The horse was going way home.
And the horse wouldn't stop for a red light.
No, or the stop sign.
And they finally get him pulled over. They follow it all the way home to the house, and the horses stop it right there in the house, and they'd wake up, make the guy up in the back seat and give him a ticket.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing parties like that. Come on.
Well, they just get the buggy and tell the horse home.
Well, what was that show on TV? Discovery or one of them that had...
Amish Mafia?
Amish Mafia, yeah.
Do you remember that one? That was so fake.
It was fake, yeah.
My cousin's married to an ex-Amish, and I asked him about it. He said, oh, it's all bullshit.
It was, but everybody knew it was fake. It was still entertaining,
well,
though.
Well, and then the guy that was like the enforcer, he's been on other TV shows because he's an actor.
Are you saying, what are you saying?
We're and saying
he's
that
not real.
There's nothing on TV real. On.
Speaking of that, I seen a video this week of a guy interviewing like a wrestler, you know, like the B wrestler, your local,
right.
Coliseum, though, you know, wrestling. Yeah.
Dick DeBruiser.
Yeah.
Back in our day. Yeah.
I don't know if it was staged or not. But he asks, he's getting interviewed by this reporter, and he says, you know, this is all that wrestling's all fake. He goes, fake. And he smacks this guy across the face and puts bitch slaps him to the ground. And he's like, is that fake? He goes to stand up and he smacks him again. There, that ain't fake. This guy's
our body slammed all messed him.
Up. Oh, he beat the shit out of him. I'm thinking, I don't want to be a reporter.
No. But more reporters read that.
When it comes to wrestling, that's a little bit more complicated than just saying it's fake. Because
it's acrobatics. You got
it. It is. It's a showmanship. Yeah. They do hit each other. They do. Oh,
yeah. That is a real chair they take across the back. That is a real floor they get thrown on.
It's a breakaway one. Yeah. Come on.
But they also teach them how to land, how to be able to take it. Yeah.
Take a hit, how to fall. Yeah.
I mean, they taught me that in judo in the seventh grade. We took judo at the YMCA, and they teach you how to fall and land, and because it's all throwing.
I can remember my first time going to Fort Wayne Memorial Coliseum to watch a wrestling thing. Yeah. And I was so disappointed as a kid because you could the camera shows you what they want to show you on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When they're smacking them, you don't see them stomping your foot, making the noise on the floor. And when they hit them, the hand misses them by this much. And I'm like, and I mean, I was so disappointed when I was a little kid. I'm like, this, I'm done.
I can't believe the cameras. It just kind of sounds like the news media today.
It's the angle.
Telling you what they want to see.
Angle or the dangle. I mean, what you thinking, Bill?
Are we going to talk about this little story that we?
Yeah, come it looks like we got a little. Sure.
It was a number one story on CDL Life too.
Number one,
and that's why it's in our notes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so
poor old Wimberly.
CDL Life traffic cam catches full year of trucks taking infamous Marion, Tennessee runaway ramp on I-24. This will be, like I said, linked in the show's description, the notes here.
And the videos.
And this is published May 16th by Wimberly Patton. We've completed a list of last year's worth of... Wait a minute. We completed a list of the last year's worth of traffic cam footage. Did I read that right? Traffic cam footage.
I wasn't
on...
listening to you anyway. So.
Yeah, nobody is. Infamous.
No, because I accidentally looked ahead and there's a rectum snake coming up or something.
Shut up.
I looked ahead.
So much for this topic.
the lack of snake up your keister. Let's go to that.
I know. Well, you got to get him in there one way or the other.
That's why they keep using the runaway ramp. Giving
some weird looks on her face there.
I was like scrolling ahead on the news to just get it. So I'm like, quit. This work. I was like, what?
Rectum snake. That's the worst kind. Okay. So we've
seen them coming about toilets lately, haven't you?
Yeah.
You'll see somebody pulling a python out of a toilet, and you got to take the whole toilet out because it's too big around diameter to get out. And I know I've dropped a log bigger than one of them before. I don't know how I
did it. Not that long.
Now, rectum
snake. Oh, my God.
Oh. Let's get back to the top. Continuing on.
It's the girl's fault. It's the girl's fault.
Let's get back to the runaway ramp.
We've compiled a list of the last year's worth of. I think I said it right that time. The last year's worth of traffic cam footage on the infamous runaway ramp on. Oh, this is just one freaking ramp on I-24 in Tennessee.
There, Dave.
The runaway ramp on I-24 in Marion, Tennessee sees a lot of action from semi truck and four wheeler traffic alike. We've compiled a list showing traffic cam footage of the ramp over the last year as a friendly reminder to check your brakes and use extra caution on steep roads.
Okay. When you're in Tennessee and there's the one brake check place at the top of the hill you're supposed to pull through and take a turn, do you go through there? Or how many times have you been sitting there waiting to go through and somebody blow by it?
It depends if I'm empty. I don't.
Oh, runaway ramps. Blow by. You guys are. All these words you're using, I can't take it. I can't stop laughing.
What the fuck is wrong with her?
I started with a rectum snake.
Smoke another one, girl. Come on.
You been hit.
Wait, you're going to get to see the video.
There's a video of the ramp.
There's five videos.
Didn't somebody tell her we had two shows to do before giving her that damn vape pen?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have looked ahead at the news.
Your cheeks hurt from laughing that hard?
Below, you'll find some of the footage collected by the nearby traffic cam from April 2024 through May 2025. We've omitted some of the grainier, darker traffic cam footage and only included the footage worth viewing. Check out the list below if you're looking for a reminder or maybe even a way to work through that runaway ramp fear.
Okay.
He went right from the shoulder.
Right, yeah.
Does he go up the ramp or does he stop?
And now he does. And like I said, I don't see no smoke on this one. Yeah.
I just want to do it for fun. I just want to do it.
So I need to work out a way to zoom in on these when you do this.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I can do it. All right, we'll do the next one here.
Hopefully it goes faster.
Oh, this that better?
Yep. Oh, this is at night.
Yeah. See.
What gave it away?
He just thought the road was an exit ramp.
Yeah. Whoops. Wow.
He's on the brakes.
And this is when Bill should be doing his voice. That one voice.
Oh, I think I spit my pants.
Yeah.
Wow, we pushed her a bit hard there, fellas.
Yeah, I can't. You guys are.
I know what's wrong with you.
Let's go down to the next one, Aaron.
Everyone's gonna hate me for laughing so much on this one.
And this guy, I always look at the load.
Just easily pulls on over. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's just taking it easy.
I bet you I can get the top of this son, bitch.
He thought that was the Bucky's exit.
The beaver.
This is a rough ass exit ramp.
Settles because he had a flatbed load on it with tarp.
All that for the beaver.
Everybody's driving by. What's the dust storm for?
We're all hitting the brakes. What happened?
It's like they're already yanked
her a bit hard there.
I can't do these. You guys are terrible.
I'm sitting there going, okay, who's the runaway guy? And then, okay.
He decided at the last minute.
Hey, let's go up the hill.
Also, the truck's supposed to be in the right lane. You got to cross three lanes of traffic to get to that damn ramp.
Yeah, you got
to
cut everybody off. One guy was in the median.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
These are guys that are coming down the hill that can't stop, so. Let's go to this is the good one, or the next two are pretty funny because
let's have it.
They got some speed up. He's got coils
on
too.
For those of our listeners on the podcast, we're watching video.
You have to go look at this stuff. Runaway. This guy gets some distance. This guy really gets.
Dave wants to force everybody on the damn YouTube.
He goes to the top on this one.
I wonder if he could go up and over and just keep going.
He was in it to win it, wasn't he?
He thought he was in the quad and he was jumping.
But anyways, these runaway ramps, as soon as they hit it, it's just a cloud of dust.
Oh.
And everybody on the freeway are smashing on their brakes so they can start rubbernecking it.
And then this
is a flatbed with a short.
Like a flatbed, but I'm like.
Luckily, he's got some pipe or rebar on, something flat short.
So.
And.
Why he's in his.
I think they need to start oiling them ramps down so they're not so dusty.
He looked like he bounced a lot.
Yeah, there you go. Oil.
They need oil them down. That way they ain't.
And
so
you know
dusty.
What? Start paving them too while you're at it and put a little.
Oh, pave them.
That's enough momentum to slow them down and they just roll back.
Yeah. Well, you can minimize the damage that way.
We'll leave this one on because it's the last one. And when the dust clears, you can see him pretty good here. So.
Looky there, he's dumping out his piss bottle.
But you notice they figured out where to put the camera so they can get this for a year.
And he's thinking about all the weed he's got in that truck.
He's thinking, can I put this bitch in reverse and back out of here?
Can we back out of this? You know.
It looks like he is.
They got to drag him out. There's not no.
Yeah. Because
they're bellied out.
I can't believe that many are in 1 year's time have to hit that ramp there. With today's technology, that still just blows my mind.
Well, we've got to stop getting the video stuff for this show.
No, we're going to make people go to our website. You got to go to the website. You got to go to our Facebook page. You got to go see
this.
Come
on, Breakfast Bowl. They all want to hear me.
Actually, it's on YouTube.
Giggle. And
yes, they're all on YouTube.
It's not on our website, and it's not on Facebook. It'll be on YouTube.
It will be. No, I can post them everywhere. I have them everywhere.
But it'll be a link to the YouTube is where this this video will be.
So
go check it out.
That's one way to get my. And then while you're on YouTube, hit like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
There you go.
Come on.
Like and subscribe.
Everybody.
Dave wants to play the fool's game with Google and YouTube and see if we can be famous on there.
We're doing pretty good on our shorts, so let's keep them up.
So I'm all cracked up over this next one here. I got to tell you.
Next one.
Well, let's take a break before we get into it.
Oh, yeah. Gadgummit, we gotta
pay the bills.
Yep. We'll be right back after this, folks.
Back on air.
Back to live action.
There we go. You guys are cheaters.
So, just for an example.
This is Steve's. Famous three headlines. Only one's true. Only one of them's true. I'll read you all three, and I'll let you pick out which one you think is true.
Are
you ready?
I suck at
Malia
these.
Malia was shouting out snake butthole earlier, so you know what I'm talking about.
I didn't say.
Okay, the first story is...
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
It says, the first headline, U.S. officials cracking down on people trying to bring valuable eggs across the border. Egg interceptions up 116% so far this year, while seizures of fentanyl down 32%.
Nah.
Number two, a man smuggles an exotic snake into the country and his rectum has difficulties at the airport.
You don't say.
Headline number three. The heaviest man to ever live died on this date, May 5th. Well, this is when I had the story ready. 1989 in South America. Ruan Chico Dominguez weighed a whopping 1,937 pounds. Still holds the Guinness record.
Was is told that why he choked on a taco. South America, he got it all?
Was told he choked on a taco celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Out of them three... Girl, which one do you think is the true story, the true headline?
One of them's true.
One's true.
Well,
what are you giggling? Which one's making you giggle? All of them?
None of these. That's what she's got in that look.
But that picture is just like, I can't believe that picture. It's just like, it looks
which
like
picture?
The rectum one.
That's not his rectum, honey.
X-ray.
The snake thing? What is that?
That's two fingers holding
a
tiny...
Oh my gosh, it looks like...
You thought that was his butthole.
No, they were pulling it out of his butthole.
Oh my gosh, it still looks like a butthole. It looks like it is. Oh my. Anyway. So,
which one I don't have any bones in my butthole.
Which one do you think is true?
I like the snake story, to be honest with you. I think the snake in the butthole probably is the funnest one.
I actually think it's the egg story, which is the true
Malia,
story.
Malia?
I don't know.
Malia, pick one.
Egg or tacos?
Tacos. Come on, man. Pick a story.
Actually, I changed my mind. I'm with Dave because I think fentanyl is down right now.
And eggs are, well, pricey, so they're smuggling eggs. There's black market egg market.
Eggs are up 116%, and fentanyl's down 32%.
Didn't you see the black Amish? So you pull up there.
So what's my answers here for you guys so I can tell you which ones the
eggs.
Yeah,
I'm going eggs.
Malia?
Yeah, I'll agree with you guys. Cause I
know you can't piggyback on them, bitch. Come on.
Fine, I'll go with the rectum.
No. You don't have to. You can't.
You'll go with the rectum? Well, bless you, hon.
I'll go with rectum for 500.
Those are fingers, Malia.
I've been laughing. My eyes are blurry.
When I first looked at it, I thought exactly like you.
I saw the
thumbnail.
I thought I did. I seen fingernails, and I'm like, oh no!
I thought it was
out.
The pelvic bones right there.
I just thought as many women who get asked to do that by a guy, they should see this first and see what it would actually look like when they do it.
All I can do is picture the guy going through
there's no bones in your wiener.
The TSA.
Yeah, I know.
And they're trying to pull a snake out of his ass in the X-ray machine.
It just looks so funny. Yeah.
Well, no, just wait. You need to get you inside this X-ray machine first.
Seeing how Malia went with you two for the same answer.
Yeah.
All three of you are right.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, it is eggs?
Yeah. Of course, it was the most boring answer.
Hear that guy's story.
Choking on taco till Cinco de Mayo? Come on.
Well, that and
the Ruanchico Dominguez. Did you like that name?
No.
Does he even look like a real Ruanchico Dominguez?
500.
He don't.
Well, he weighed almost 2,000 pounds too. I don't know what.
That's why the country's starving.
Alex,
all
I'll
the
take
food.
Butt insertions.
I just found it interesting that you picked a rectum and rear story, and then a taco and throat story.
It's all going the same place.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of-
Go back and watch some of the old shows. You'd be surprised.
He choked on a taco, and she tried to smuggle a snake.
Hey, Malia, it's just like when you go in a portage on, and all of a sudden.
No, the taco helps get the snake out.
No. Yeah. Or so we thought.
Well, guys,
it's like when you go in the
in that area. It's just funny that he choked on a taco, and she was it a girl?
And
that
she choked on his snake.
No, she smuggled it in her rectum.
It's just like when you go in a portage on, Malia, and you go to pull your pants down and some change out of your pocket fall in the portage on.
No.
I'm sorry, I'm not reaching in there for 50 cents. I always got to throw a 20 in there to make it worth my while.
So I get my 20-50 back. Well, I got to say, I did stop this week in Orange, Texas. And I went into the little gas station, and they were making tacos there, and it was one of those pull up there, and nobody's
the best ones are in Texas.
Oh my God, it was fabulous! Mm-hmm. I ordered one, and
only one.
I'm like, how are you going to get all that in there?
No, I just like
she goes.
I feel like this is a lie.
She goes, yeah. Do you want beans for that? Well, I ordered it in a hash brown, and so. And she goes, you want beans in that? I said, no, I just want the sausage and egg. And then then she throws it out, throws it on a little skillet there, heats it up, turns to me and goes, you want beans on it? And I go, apparently I want beans on it. Put
beans on it. Make it how you're going to make it, bitch. Yeah. Hurry up.
So then she goes, bacon and egg? I said, no, sausage and eggs. She goes, okay. So then she put it on her. And I said, I want cheese on her, cheese. And she throws Oh, what's the stuff in the salsa? The pico.
Pico de Mayo.
Pico de Gallo. She puts that on her, and she goes.
Pico de Mayo. Oh.
Pico de Mayo.
Pico de Mayo.
I did say that, didn't I?
She throws the pico on her, and she goes, "You want hot sauce?" And I go, "Yes." She goes, "Real hot or not hot?" I said,
"You're like,
medium
I want
hot.
My asshole to scream for 3 days."
Medium hot. And she fills this little taco up so much, and I'm like, that ain't a taco now. Now we're into burrito, you know? She manages to roll it up and throw the hash brown in her. I go to, and then I get my coffee refilled, and I walk up to the counter, and the guy goes, "That'll be $4.25." And I'm like, are you serious? I stopped at McDonald's the day before and got an egg McMuffin, and it was $11.
Anywhere in Texas, everywhere, if they ask you if you want hot, say no. Because they make it for the Mexicans down there that love it so hot it'll burn your damn shoes off.
Well, this was okay. It was hot.
Give it to you while you eat it going down the road, and you're hitting the shoulder trying to find something to drink or throw dirt in your mouth because you can't get it to stop burning.
But it probably was one of the best tacos, and one was more than enough. It must have been a 3.5-pound taco.
We used to
that
deliver
huge.
When I worked for Genova, we delivered a place in Corsicana, and there was a little gas station right down there off of, it was 35 or something. And you go in this, and it was an Indian gas station that had a little restaurant in it. And it was a Mexican lady making
this is no good way. Do you want beans on the taco?
And it was the best tacos you've ever had.
I found that the first place I went and tried it was Bill talked me into right stopping at the place with the fried pies. They're the
right. Nah.
Yeah. And they have what's called a steak quesadilla and get that hot sometime. That sucker it's the same way. It's huge. It's wonderful. It tastes so good, but it does have some bite to it. You got to be ready for it because it bites you when you take a bite out of it.
Mm-hmm. You bite it bites you back.
Now yeah. I'm getting hungry, Dave.
Yeah, me too.
I want some chili.
Now everybody wants
I want some cheesecake.
I want some cheese steak.
You just had chili. You know, the lady ordered chili today and goes, "I'll take the cheese," and filled this little cup full of cheese. And then she goes, "I'll take the jalapenos," and filled it with jalapenos. And she goes, "I'll take the Doritos or corn chips," and filled it with corn chips. And it's literally running over all over the tray, and I'm like, I think it's full.
It's full.
I was dipping my fries in it. I was putting my cheeseburger in it. I was eating all of it. I was like, man, I need to do a video of me eating all of this because I bet you guys would watch that.
And then Mike says, you need to start an OH page of just you eating.
No. What happened to your lipstick?
It's odd.
Not like it was started earlier. Different color.
She was kissing the file cabinet practicing.
Is that what it was? One of these?
Actually, I was laughing and wiped my face. I was laughing.
She's crying in. So your lipstick. Right. Mm-hmm. So who used to do that? You remember what show?
Yeah, his name was. I know who it is.
Oh,
because
I can't remember
him all the time.
I can see his face, but I can't.
Yeah, he was like from the 50s, 40s or 50s.
It could have been. I think it's 60s, but that's when I see him.
I'll find out. Hold on.
Oh, no. It was the sock puck, but it was that lady. Yeah. That lady on.
No, not Lamb Chop.
Oh, Lamb Chop. Yeah, that was the other one.
The ham puppet that said, "It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right." You know, they even took off Speedy Gonzales. They said that's politically incorrect. Can't even watch that stupid cartoon no more.
Speedy Gonzales, the fashion mouse in all of Mexico. All right.
Yeah, what was the mouse, the slow mouse? Slow poke rope, slow poke something.
Slow poke rope.
Rodent. Slow poke rodent.
I don't remember that one.
It was Senor Wences.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was something.
Yep. Senor Wences.
Senor Wences. Sarait.
Sarait.
So, he's still hand puppet.
And he did it. Senor Wences. How old was he? Does it say?
I don't
sounds
know.
Like you're saying winches.
Not winches.
That's what winches. It sounds like Dave's saying.
Oh, well.
Would you? Hey, don't make fun of my witches.
Dave
is lucky. Hey, I'm an expert on the King's English.
Oh.
I don't know what king and what English we're talking
King's
about.
King's English.
The king of what?
The king of what? Speaking of kings, anybody got any good TV shows you're watching?
Yes. The Mobland.
Mobland? What about you, Bill? You got anything good watching?
What did we watch? Oh,
Not we're, no girly shit you watch with your wife.
No, no. trying to get through some more of that Star Wars stuff, that Andor season 2. That's what's on right now.
How about you, Malia? You got anything you watch?
I've been watching Friends and Neighbors or Neighbors and Friends. I forget what it's called, but it's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix.
Friends and Neighbors. I need to get
Netflix raised their prices again.
I got rid of them 2 years ago, dude.
So did I. I'm off Netflix. Somebody else just raised their price too. But another place I went just dropped their price. Where the hell did I go that they dropped? I was surprised.
I'm about to drop everything but YouTube.
It's called Your Friends and Neighbors. I actually really like it. It's on Apple good. TV.
Who's in it? Anybody big? Not big like size wise, but like really, really famous.
Speaking of size,
come on, three fat truckers.
I went in a damn store the other day, and a lady goes, "You know who you look like?" I said,
"Olivia, mom,
John Goodman." John Goodman. Me and Pete.
I thought you looked like Santa Claus.
I get Steve, John Goodman a lot.
Steve, I'm sorry, but you look like John fucking Goodman.
I don't
see
it, dude. I do not see it.
You don't see it.
I don't. I mean,
it's not as much as it used to be when your facial hair was a little bit more square and you was.
It's hard to believe he shaved that off like a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't take long.
No, it don't.
Hopefully I've been growing this since the truck show, for God's sake.
You know, it gets any longer. Have you seen, oh, damn it, I lost it.
I go to the barber and have him scream it.
It was right there.
He's in a race with his words.
Dave Imers, and here it comes. Look, it's coming back. It's right coming there. To him. It's coming.
It's coming. I can. Polar Express. Polar when he was trying to get him to sound like the elk on the front of the train, they pulled on his beard.
I don't know.
Polar Express. I did see that though. Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, when they're out there on the ice.
There's a second like 10,000. One now, I think.
Is there really?
What is there?
A second Polar Express. I think they're coming out.
Is there coming out with a second one?
That sounds like kind of coming out thing with they would
sequels
do.
Finally, I mean, I'm. There's God not forbid a
we can't have nothing new.
Yeah, right? We can't come up with nothing good that's new.
But no, there's supposed to be some sequels to some of these. Like, there's one coming out called, it's got Charlize Theron in it, and it's called The Old Guard.
Oh, well, that's...
There's supposed to be a number two coming out, but it's only going to be on Apple TV. Only on Netflix.
The Last Vision.
Well, then it'll be illegally downloaded and put on my jellyfin.
I got a Fire Stick.
The 22nd is supposed to be the very last. God, Tom Hanks. Or no, not Tom Hanks. Yeah. No. Mission Impossible.
He's arguing with himself. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I know.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. The last one's supposed to be the 23rd of this month. It's coming out. Said it took them 4 years to make it. Because during COVID and so
that and Tom Cruise is freaking 68 years old running around like he's 20.
Jealous, aren't we?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
You'll get there one day, Bill.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Hey, I was impressed talking to this 80 or 79 or 89 year old guy today we talked to over at the truck show.
Randy.
I go, what's your job? He said, well, I had to go back to work.
And upload a picture of him.
He goes, I mow now. And I go, what do you mean? He says, I work for the county. I mow ditches. I said, you got my dream job. That's what I want to do. I said, you hire? And he goes, nope. I'm like, ugh.
Well, it's like I said, work doesn't kill anybody. It's when you stop working that.
Oh, speaking of stop working, I have to say this. Guess who's whining about not working already?
Craig.
Craig Houston.
Did he retire?
Yeah.
Is he completely retired now?
Yeah. His wife had to have surgery, so he just said screw it and retired. Now he's a little early, so he's taking the penalty on his Social Security. Well, he found out he retired, but everybody else in his family has not. So Craig has become the gopher, fix everything, do this, wife back and forth. He says, I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Answer your phone no more.
Yeah, he says,
all my phone's broke. I don't know how to work this thing.
Well, yeah, because I have texted him and he's not answered me, so he must be too busy.
He said this morning when we were eating breakfast, he says, I'm getting ready to come back to work. I need a break. He says, I have no time.
Oh, Should have thought of that, I guess.
Well, he was so ready to retire and so thinking it. And then, of course,
everybody's ready to retire.
Of course, he goes, and it's 2 months. I still ain't seen my Social Security check. I said, I guess you should have started getting your Social Security before you quit working, you know. But
wait, whoa, stop.
Yeah?
He quit working before he started getting paid.
Well, see, here's how it works. You get Social Security at 62.
Right.
But it's not the full amount.
I understand that.
At 65, which he will be here in another month and a half, then you get full. But okay. You can take it now and quit, but you can't make more than $20,000, $23,000, I think, plus your Social Security. Well, he made more than that already, so now he's being penalized for a year until he can collect his full Social Security.
So he should have just waited till he's 65 to do it. Yeah.
He should. Well, you got to wait 66 and 66 is what it is. That's what I'm doing. I'm waiting until, and then I get my full amount. So,
you know, the thing is, for some guys, this job is just too much for them. Well, and I'm sorry.
What I'm doing right now is so easy. I hate to say
but
it.
Yeah. But
I don't do nothing. I mean,
try getting a real job.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, just give them their money back then.
Well, that part I do like. Oh, by the way, you guys want the update, and I'm going to give you right now the tax cut they're trying to push for us. The Social Security tax is off the books right now. They yanked it off. So they are going to keep taxing Social Security. They are going to still do the no tax on overtime and no tax on tips. But here's how it works. It's only good until 28, and then it's off. And until 28, you can't make more than $130,000 single or $260,000 double. And they will take taxes out on your check all year. And at the end of the year, you have to file it to get your money back, is how it's going to be set up.
Well, Malia, you got 20-some years to worry about that.
So your weekly check will not go up. But if you put in a ton of overtime, your end of the year check is going to be stupid ridiculous, and they'll probably figure out how to tax that too.
So those of you that are default on your student loans, they're still going to get that money from you.
They're still coming after you. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it for this show, kids.
Are you throwing us out?
Yeah. Dates over. Get the hell out.
Best part about dating homeless women. Stop.
Drop them off anywhere.
Open the door. Say,
and they smell
over.
Like a bologna sandwich.
That's right.
Right on.
Speaking of bologna.
We'll be back in a week. Comment.
Don't threaten us.
Comment on the website. Comment on the video. Just comment somewhere. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think of the new...
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Let us know what you think of the new format, the new video format.
And by the way, start watching out. You're going to see a little bit of the girl lipstick. Comment and let us know what you think. We're getting ready to post some stuff out here. So...
We'll be back in a week. Until then, I'm Bill.
And this is your old man, Dave. I can't remember where I'm at this week, but. And to you, Malia.
Do you have Thursday's underwear on Friday? Better check the tag.
Why are you bullshitting? That's happened to me. I took four pairs of underwear on the road one time, and I put that fourth pair into the dirty clothes bag and had to free ball it.
Hang them out in the sink in the bathroom, Bill, and hang them out the window, let them air dry. You know.
Yeah, well, I just let her rip.
Nothing like following that, huh, Malia?
Yeah.
At least he didn't talk about his ball sack this time.
You didn't ask him how the underwear were, Malia. What the heck? Her volume's off.
We can't hear
you're
you.
You're muted,
Bill.
Malia. Still muted, Malia.
What the heck?
We can't have her being muted. Nothing.
She has no idea.
I think she's messing with us.
Are you messing with us? Did you turn the mic off? No? We lost the girl. We got one down.
Can't hear her.
We got one down. Now's
well, anyway.
Anything bad to say about Malia? Now's a good time to say it.
Yeah, anyway.
It's Malia, and I'm Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
Yep, we'll see you, folks.